The 1989 film Glory is the tale of the famed Massachusetts 54th Regiment, one of the first official African-American units in the United States during the Civil War. Among the film's stars are Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman, playing former slaves now fighting for the 54th. In this scene, Freeman's character, the unit's sergeant, lectures Washington's character for fighting a fellow soldier.
What are you? So full of hate you just want to go out and fight everybody. Because you've been whipped and chased by hounds. Well, that might not be living, but it sure as hell ain't dying. And dying's what these white boys been doing for going on 3 years now. Dying by the thousands. Dying for you, fool. I know, because I dug the graves. And all the time I'm digging, I'm asking myself when, oh Lord, is going to be our time. Well, time's coming when we're going to have to ante up. Ante up and kick in like men. Like men!
A scene from the 1989 film Glory. Another African-American unit of the Civil War was called the 102nd Regiment United States Colored Troops. Its history was honored at a recent Civil War exhibition at Lansing's Michigan History Museum, where Sandra Clark is director.
These are people, some of whom probably tried to sign up to fight in the war in 1861, and they're rejected because the Union is not allowing blacks to join the Army. After the Emancipation Proclamation in January of 63, they allow blacks to join the Army. And two men in Detroit, George DeBaptiste and John Richards, begin recruiting a black regiment from Detroit, from Michigan. They actually go by train all across southern Michigan, recruiting blacks to join this regiment through most of 63. Once they get them recruited, they get sent to Maryland. They federalized all of the troops. The volunteers from Michigan in the mechanics and engineers, the cavalry, all of those retain their Michigan names. This is started out as the 1st Michigan Colored Volunteer Infantry, but then they're federalized as the 102nd. And they're all along they fight all along the east coast of the United States. They'll go from South Carolina, ports that are held, down to Florida and back. Smaller skirmishes, but it's holding what has been taken. Sometimes fighting beside the 54th.
Right.
And of course, one of the things we found that kind of intrigued us is the 54th was recruiting all across the United States. They were the first to form, and they really are out there recruiting. And Detroit newspapers saying, don't join these guys. We're getting a Michigan regiment together. You want to wait and be part of us.
This is interesting. One of the stories that's told here comes from the Detroit Advertiser and Tribune in 1863. And that's that warning saying, other regiments are not legitimately offering bounties in some cases that some of these potential soldiers are hearing about. It's not true. They're just trying to grow their ranks.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And all states were trying to fill the ranks that Lincoln had asked them to fill. They all had a number that they were trying to head for. And of course, these soldiers would be part of Michigan meeting its obligation to the war. So it was very important to the state. And we have an example both of a soldier from Adrian who couldn't wait and did join the Massachusetts Regiment, and then Samuel Lett from Ottawa County who joins the 102nd, waits, gets in the war a little bit later, but goes with the Michigan men.
Sandra Clark is director of the Michigan Historical Society. For WKAR, I'm Peter Wharf.